So my name is Dr. George Ball. I'm a licensed clinical psychologist, and I practice at Heritage Counseling and Consulting. Throughout my externships in graduate school, I was often either one of the only male practicum students or the only male practicum student. And so oftentimes men would call into the centers that I was working at or the hospital that I was working at, and they would request a male therapist. Due to the fact that I was one of the only ones, I would generally get the men. I started studying more about, you know, men's psychology and what makes men tick and why they suffer and why they oftentimes, in fact, most of the time, according to research, suffer in silence. You know, men experience depression and anxiety and stress and, you know, intimacy problems, relational problems, as much as women do. But due to cultural dictates, they don't seek help. They don't talk to people. Their friends, you know, might make fun of them if they talk about feeling depressed one day. You know, I consider myself somebody that, just from the fact that I share the same gender, understands a little bit about what they're going through. I'm married. I've got two kids. I get it. It's stressful, you know. And if you come from a culture or a society or even a family where you're expected to suck it up, buttercup, and get back to work, that can be psychologically damaging. And so having an outlet to first process that, and then also to get some interventions that might benefit you, that's something that I feel very passionate about.
My name is Lakeisha Grant. I'm a licensed professional counselor and owner and therapist of Mindfully Restored Counseling. It was when I was starting grad school, I got my very first job, full-time job, working at a psychiatric hospital here in Dallas. It's heartbreaking, but amazing at the same time. Like, working on the crisis intervention side or the crisis stabilization side, immediate response, it was great. It has been great. But you quickly get burnt out on that end. And I was like, there has to be a way to help people before they get to crisis. You know, what does that look like? And so I had practicum where I did counseling, individual counseling at an offsite counseling center, where I met another mentor of mine that I actually still join with on Tuesday nights. She leads a adult women's sexual abuse recovery group. And I've been doing that with her since 2014, helping women navigate through life, hold space in their own life, take ownership of the space that they're in and feel comfortable with it, give them the tools that they need to have strength in their voice and be able to stand in that and stand in their truth. I love it. I've always wanted to do it, and I feel really called to do this. So it's just been a great ride.
My name is Luis Zayas. I'm the dean of the Steve Hicks School of Social Work at the University of Texas at Austin. My research is in the area of the effects of immigration detention on children's development and mental health. Having four sisters, growing up in a very traditional Puerto Rican family, I saw struggle. You know, there was a sensitivity, I guess, that I also grew up with, because as a male, I had certain privileges that they as girls didn't have. And I just can't see suffering. You know, if a tsunami hits a village of families, that's one thing. But when something is done abusive by someone with authority or power or money, that bothers me.